Can't believe this Royal Mail postcard was this little red card that you get, the red card of death that you get through the door that tells you that you've missed the parcel. I hate missing parcels and packages. It's driving me crazy because you don't know what it is. I mean, I've got a pretty good idea of what it is, but sometimes you just think it's something and it's completely different. Like some long lost cousin has sent you a pair of socks from the middle of somewhere, and you're like, "Oh, I don't want socks. I want my tech." But I just looked at this because I wasn't here last night. Time was 7:30. Jesus Christ, you would have woke me. I would have gone to bed at like 2, half 2, 3 o'clock. I would have had 4 hours sleep. Then I'd have to answer the door. 7:30 in the morning. The postman never comes that early. Sod's law, isn't it? I don't know. I had an email from Apple saying it'd be 3 days before it'd be delivered. So I sort of took it on the chin that it wouldn't arrive in time. I just find it sod's law that the headphones that I've ordered, which are like sport headphones for running and stuff, for walking, running, whatever you want to call it, they're better for it, as in they're designed for it, for moving about and vibration, all that sort of stuff. Because I've damaged so many pairs of headphones. So I'm hoping these are going to do it. But it's just sod's law that I actually do the walk and then get back and find out that the guy's been, anyway, babble. Set up to do an audio gravity this morning. Feel a little bit delirious from the walk, maybe because of all the sun. I actually had some pop on me today. Normally I walk and I'm sweating as if I'm in the middle of the Sahara and I can't wait to get in. Right, so the plan of action today is I will get back a CSS fix from the guru Petra, which is my main CSS guy now. He's fucking brilliant. And he doesn't mind getting stuff working in IE and everything else, which, hat tip to him because I think it's boring as crap. I get that back. He's also going to integrate this little bit of accordion slider thing that I've been wanting to do for quite some time. Then hopefully I'll speak to Dave Buttermagnet and we can have a play around with Google visualizations, even should I say that was well slurry. And also hopefully speaking to Colt Sievers about a possible project similar from a client request I had yesterday. Then I think I will probably finish off a couple of blog entries. Then I've got to find my charger for my camera to charge some batteries for tonight. Because the Greek has got like 60 people tonight. And my ex-boss is going to be there as well, which is going to be interesting. I've seen him for a long time. And hoping for a productive day. I've surprised myself today, actually. Getting up this morning and actually getting up at a reasonable time. Only had about 6 hours and then actually going and doing a walk. That's pretty good for me. Normally I'd be just like, I'll stay on the settee and I'll just, I'll go in a bit and never go and sit there all day. But no, wasn't like that today. Head down and just set the destination and off I went. Quite pleased with myself. I'm now going to have the first coffee of the day and I'm thinking what to have on my bagel. I know this might be ultra boring to you, but I just feel like getting this off my chest, releasing the audio verbiage into the microphone. It's a really mellow day today. You can hear cuckoos cuckooing, white butterflies flapping around in desperation that their life will be over very soon. It's been beautiful for the last week and a half. Hope it stays like this. Got a busy week. Going to the dentist on Tuesday. Yeah, Tuesday I think it is. The local dentist have referred me to a place in Leicester. I don't know if you've been following this or you know about this, but he's a reconstructive dentist, so there's various bits and bobs that I've got to have so that my jaw or my teeth are in alignment so that I can have things done, crowns done, which will, then not hit other teeth and whatever else. And I've been really looking forward to getting the ball rolling with all this. It's been a long time coming. And then, later on in the week, I'm going to go and see a lady who lives up in Tutbury in Burton for a coffee. And then on Sunday is top secret project day. Watch this space.